Three men accused of cheating investors in the Village of Penland fraud scheme have agreed to plead guilty to criminal charges, including conspiracy to defraud the government, money laundering, and tax evasion. The men and others allegedly sold overpriced lots in what they were saying would be an upscale development in Mitchell County. North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper shut the project down last year, citing fraudulent business practices. The Justice Department said Tuesday that Anthony Porter from North Carolina could get up to 18 years in prison, Frank Amlung from Florida could get 10 years in prison, and John Foster from Georgia is facing 5 years and a $250,000 fine. The men were named in a bill of information filed last week in U.S. District Court. Prosecutors said the scheme bilked more than 200 investors in several states. Porter and Amlung are among several Penland developers and banks that provided financing for the project that are being sued by investors in multiple lawsuits. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.